This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock on Friday welcomed a decision by Britain's medicines regulator to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said Friday that clinical trial data showed the vaccine was safe and effective in this age group. The United States and the European Union also have approved the Pfizer vaccine for the 12 to 15 age group. Mexican officials said Friday they will use 1 million U.S. doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to inoculate people along the border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the vaccinations along Mexico's northern border with the United States as part of an effort to fully reopen border crossings, which are currently restricted to essential travel. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly tasked six humanitarian groups with recommending which migrants should be allowed into the United States to pursue asylum, as it faces mounting pressure to lift public health rules that have barred people from seeking protection. The groups will also determine who is most vulnerable out of those waiting in Mexico to get into the U.S. Russian President Vladimir Putin is setting a tough tone for his summit with U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking at an economic forum Friday in St. Petersburg. Putin accused Washington of trying to contain Russia's development and cited its response to the deadly January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol as a manifestation of the West's double standards. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a meeting of the ruling party in his first public appearance in about a month. It called for a larger political conference to discuss efforts to salvage a decaying economy. Kim said there was a need to correct deflective matters and called for a meeting of the Workers' Party Central Committee to review overall state affairs. While Kim said North Korea was continuing to face challenges, state media did not mention any comments he made toward the United States or South Korea. His appearance was the first time he showed himself in public since May 6th. North Korea's economy has deteriorated further amid pandemic border closures, which significantly reduced trade with China, its major ally. The U.S. State Department said on Friday that it was calling on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Christiana Chamorro. Chamorro is being held at her home after her laptops and cell phone were taken away. She's a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of former President Violeta Barrios de Zamora. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by President Daniel Ortega that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it has recalled its Gaza director for consultations. He faced threats over remarks in which he appeared to praise Israel's huge sophistication in carrying out precision strikes during last month's Gaza war. UNRWA, which provides essential health, education, and other services in the territory, said that late Thursday that it was seriously concerned about the threats, including a very large protest outside its Gaza headquarters. The agency's Gaza director expressed regret over his remarks, which were widely circulated in Israeli media and online, and says any civilian deaths are unacceptable. Facebook has now announced that former U.S. President Donald Trump and his accounts will be suspended for 2 years. The move freezes Trump's presence on the social network until early 2023, following a finding that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.